It's showtime.
Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, your source for big trending topics and the stories that are about to fall through the cracks. Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, live from the True Air Technologies studio on 94.5. The Answer.
Well, actually, I'm not in the True Air Technology studio. Well, kind of. I guess it's a remote True Air Technology studio in Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood as we are kicking off our Red Kettle campaign here in Greenwood. We're going to talk with you about that in just a minute. If you ever wondered what this whole Democrat-led impeachment charade's all about, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, he kind of summed it up quite nicely yesterday. As the House Judiciary Committee stayed late again last night, working to finalize the wording of the two articles of impeachment against the president, and they're still counting votes, I'm sure, in the background, as there are a few moderate Democrats who are having second thoughts. Jim Jordan, though, he kind of summed it up. Let's listen in for a second.
They're never going to stop with their attacks because they can't stand the fact that President Trump is actually draining the swamp and doing what he said he would do, and most importantly, getting results. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, economy growing at an unbelievable pace, lowest unemployment in 50 years, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the court, out of the Iran deal, embassy in Jerusalem, hostages home from North Korea, and oh, by the way, a new NAFTA agreement coming any day now. They can't stand it. And they're never going to stop. And it's not just because they don't like the president. It's not just because they don't like the president. They don't like us. They don't like the 63 million people who voted for this president. All of us in flyover country, all of us common folk in Ohio, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Texas, they don't like us.
Bingo. That's it, right? We're the deplorables that Hillary Clinton labeled back in 2016, and we always will be. They're never going to accept the fact that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in November of 2016. That's the bottom line. And you think about all the good things that have been accomplished in these just over 3 years or so now. Record unemployment. Our economy is booming. People are working right now that weren't working just over 3 years ago. They're making more money. We're building a wall across our southern border to protect ourselves. The list goes on and on. We're appointing conservatives to very important federal benches that's going to affect our lives for decades to come. That's what they're fighting. They understand that if Donald Trump wins re-election, if he's in it for another 4 years and continues to appoint conservatives to the bench, our lives are going to be better for decades. House Republicans made known their frustration late last night as the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, he kind of abruptly wrapped things up. They'd had an all-day marathon in this hearing on the adoption of the two articles of impeachment against the president. Nadler said shortly before midnight in the nation's capital last night, he said, "It's now very late at night. I want the members on both sides of the aisle to think about what has happened over these last 2 days and to search their consciences before we cast the final vote." He said, "Therefore, the committee will now stand in recess until tomorrow morning around 10 o'clock. So they'll reconvene at 10 this morning. Now, ranking Republican Doug Collins from Georgia, you know I've become a big fan of his, right? He raised an immediate objection as Nadler began leaving, saying that it was the most Bush League stunt he had ever seen. Saying, "Mr. Chairman, there was no consulting with the ranking member on your schedule for tomorrow. You just blew up schedules for everyone." Collins said, "You chose not to consult the ranking member on a scheduling issue of this magnitude. This is the kangaroo court we're talking about. Not even consult. 10 a.m. tomorrow," he questioned. The outspoken Collins and Nadler, they had a number of back and forth yesterday. They kind of sparred throughout the day, with Nadler practically ignoring everything the Republican members had to say.
What purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
I think it is very obvious, the length of the chairman's answer to my question, that this has struck a nerve, seeing how the chairman himself says it in his own words from previous times. It is not the chairman's right to decide whether prior hearings are sufficient, or the chairman's right to decide whether he thinks they're acceptable, or the chairman's right to violate the rules in order to interfere. It is interesting to me that this time has become the issue.
I've made my ruling in the point of order. Does the gentleman wish to appeal the ruling of the chair?
I'd like, for the sake of history, the chairman take one more minute.
Does the gentleman wish to appeal the ruling of the chair? Yes or no?
Yes. Obviously, we're on the clock and calendar of impeachment again, because the chairman is doing this again.
The appeal of the ruling of the chair is not sustained.
I'd move to table.
Did you actually call for a vote? How is it not sustained? You didn't call for a vote.
Sustained the point of order.
I sustained the point of order.
I call for an appeal of the ruling of the chair. I call for a vote.
I sustained the point. I ruled that the point of order is not well taken.
Well, that's
painfully obvious. These are members of the United States House of Representatives Judiciary Committee. Representative John McCravey is sitting over here in front of me laughing. You guys ever do that down in Columbia? he's shaking his head yes, unfortunately. Representative Collins had called out the Democrats for their hypocrisy earlier in the day, making it clear that they should not be pretending, which you know they have. All week they've been pretending, oh, we don't want to do this. That this is really bad that we're having to do this. Collins just called them out yesterday.
There's not a Democrat in this room that should be happy about this. The solemnity should be on the death of this committee's process and procedures. Don't give me the solemnity about impeaching a president. You've been wanting to do that for a long time. You ought to take it and just rejoice. Go at it, because this is what you wanted. But when it comes to the hearing, when it comes to the minority rights, when it comes to one that in which we have seen time after time after time, in which I have had to write this chairman multi-page letters on the abuse of procedural issues in this committee, this is a travesty. Write about it if you want, talk about it if you want, but the American people see it, because the American people understand inherently fairness. They understand due process. Why? Because it's what America was based on. It is what America takes pride in. And when we don't have it, nobody can have it. When we don't have fairness in this committee, how can they stand up and say, on the two weakest articles of impeachment in the history of this country, honestly, with a straight face, look at the American people and say, we did good. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Friday morning. A bit of a special broadcast, as if I sound a little bit different, I'm at Fat Daddy's Barbecue, and we're here to raise money. I got some special bumper music in the background. That's the Salvation Army here in Greenwood. Their band, they're going to be backing me up this morning. I'm hoping Angelo's not going to break out and sing. But we're here with Chris Reeder at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. He's been feeding us. We had a great dinner last night and eating breakfast. Hope you'll come by and put a nice little donation in the red kettle. We're going to be traveling over to Eggs Up Grill in Spartanburg next week on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll be at Mama Penn's Real Southern Cooking in Anderson, and on Friday at Fireside Restaurant and Pancake Inn. Up next, we'll get to your phone calls and your comments on the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. Come out and have some breakfast. Have a cup of coffee with us here at Fat Daddy's. If you make a contribution to our Red Kettle campaign, I understand that breakfast is on Chris and Representative John McCravey. So come by, have a free breakfast, make a nice contribution. And I've got a Greenworks 60-volt power blower here, too, that I want to give away before I head out of Greenwood this afternoon. So come by and support a great cause. We had a good day yesterday. I'll tell you all about that. And Senator Lindsey Graham, he let the House know last night what's going to happen when they apparently will pass these articles of incorporation sometime next week. He let it be clear what to expect as they come across the aisle in the U.S. Senate. Back to your phone calls and your comments when we return here on 94.5 The Answer. It's 6:17.
Grab another cup of coffee and join The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Be sure to visit our website, 945theanswer.com. While you're there, become an Answer Insider. Just click on the banner, and you'll get a first heads up on, like, books and tickets and stuff that Tommy has stuffed in that goodie bag of his. Tommy, that bag's it's kind of starting to expand right here at Christmas. You're going to have to unload some of that stuff pretty soon, right?
I thought when we got the stretchy bag we'd solve this problem, but yeah, I mean,
It's just bulging with Greenworks products. I mean, we've got some blowers and some chainsaws that we need to be giving away before Christmas. And I've got this Greenworks 60-volt blower that I'm going to give away before I leave Fat Daddy's this morning. Tommy, I'm sorry you can't be here at Fat Daddy's.
I'm sorry I'm not able to be there with you guys, too. It looks like you're having a lot of fun.
We just had somebody put a what is this? We got somebody's throwing money at me. Was that Chris? Chris? It's amazing. Chris, come over here and sit down for a second. Chris Reeder with us. Angelo and I we got here last night and kind of got set up at Fat Daddy's. And for months, I've been hearing about Fat Daddy's. And Tommy, you know, you and I we've talked about we needed to make a road trip.
Yep.
And somehow, I don't know how this happened. Somehow, Angelo took your place.
All right. He's a good man, and nobody better to do it, you know?
Well, I finally had to drag him out of here last night because Chris kept putting food in front of him, and Angelo just kept eating. Chris, I got to tell you, that barbecue last night, and as I told you, you've got the macaroni and cheese. You've got that down pat.
Thank you.
What a wonderful time we had last night. Thank you for dinner. You had a lot of Christmas parties going on, too. So, obviously, Fat Daddy's Barbecue is the place to be in Greenwood.
Yeah, we've got a lot. You know, Christmas time is a bit busy time for us for our private room for, you know, holiday parties and deliveries and things like that. But we've been real fortunate. So
we're appreciative of you having us here. And as I understand it, anyone who makes a donation this morning, they're going to get a free breakfast.
Absolutely. Any and everyone that comes by.
So come by Fat Daddy's. And I've already had a biscuit this morning. And I got to tell you, he knows how to make biscuits. Go to our Facebook page. I posted a picture of it. So that you can see what you're missing if you're not at Fat Daddy's this morning. And a special thank you to my friend, Representative John McCravey. You've been rounding up the troops in Greenwood this morning, and we're expecting some people to come through.
Well, we've been trying to get the word out, Joey, and we want to thank you again for coming to Greenwood. You know, we feel like we have a special place here, and a lot of special people, just like Chris here sitting right here.
Yeah.
A good man.
Yeah, and Greenwood is a special place. I was telling Chris last night, you know, you think of a small southern town, and Greenwood's not small anymore. It's grown, but I spent a lot of time down here as a kid over at Lake Greenwood. My Uncle Larry and Aunt Evelyn, they had a place over there, and I'd come down on weekends and ski and spend time over at the state park. And And I found out last night is your grandfather, right, who owned the fish restaurant that I used to go to all the time.
Yeah, the fish camp there. My great granddad was Reeder's Fish Camp. So
a lot of history in Greenwood for me because I love those long weekends and I'd spend most of the summer down here sometimes on Lake Greenwood. What I was telling Chris though is your downtown looks like what a downtown should look like.
Well, it really does, and they've done a great job of dressing it up and all the ornaments and lights and everything, and we have, you know, we're famous for the widest Main Street in the world. So
someone really thought ahead years ago because, and that's the quite often the problem. I know my hometown of Greer, they just dug up Main Street and they're redoing it, trying to get a little more space, a little more pedestrian space and all. But it is. It's nice and wide, lots of trees, just a beautiful downtown area, and we're happy to be in Greenwood. We've been wanting to make this trip for quite some time, and so no better time than to do this for our Red Kettle campaign for the Salvation Army. Go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org. If you can't come by this morning, you can still give generously. And we got a little contest going on here because between our host over the next week, wherever we raise the most money, in the coming week. And Tuesday I'll be at Eggs Up Grill in Spartanburg. Wednesday at Mama Penn's Real Southern Cooking in Anderson. And we'll wrap things up Friday at Fireside Restaurant and Pancake Inn up in Hendersonville. But wherever we raise the most money, that business, that host, is going to get a two-week schedule here on 94.5 The Answer. So if you're listening this morning in Greenwood, support Chris. Come by. Give generously. Now, we started this off right before Thanksgiving at Tommy's Ham House, and we didn't know we were going to do this at the time, but we raised $3,200 at Tommy's. So that's the mark to beat. So we got to have some people to come by here in Greenwood. And you could walk out with a Greenworks 60-volt power blower as well. So come by, support the Red Kettle for the Salvation Army, because, you know, this is a great organization. They do a lot of good, Representative Cravey.
A lot of good. Yeah, I've supported them for years, and it's just a great organization. They help the homeless. They help people with all manner of different needs, and so we really need to support them.
Yep.
And I'm just so happy that you're here doing this.
Well, and you you kind of kicked things off this morning with a check there, didn't you?
Yes, sir. We wanted to be the first one to give a check, so we've started it off, and we hope others will come in and follow.
Yep. You know, Senator Dwight Loftus and Representative Mike Burns in Greenville, they came by that morning, and they challenged some of their other fellow legislators to come by. And we got a little competition going, so maybe some of the other members of the Greenwood delegation could come by.
All right. Well, Stuart Jones, you heard that. Mike Gambrell, you heard that. We expect to see y'all.
There you go. There you go.
So we hope you show up.
I thought that legislators would show up anywhere there's a free breakfast. 877-235-9405. Love to get your comments on the Big Rock text line and your phone calls. You have two options there. Option one, Tommy will talk with you and put you in queue. Option two, you can leave a quick message. And, of course, we are here for a very special reason to raise money for our Red Kettle campaign. We had a pretty good day yesterday. I'll tell you all about that after we get you updated with the latest news, weather, and traffic. It's 6:30 here on 94.5 WGTK.
Live from the True Air Technologies studio, The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
This year, as we count down the number of giving days till Christmas, and it's getting shorter, folks, we're getting there. You're invited to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army at teamhudson.org. It's just a great way to fight for the good this season, because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people around the U.S. every year. And through the generosity of people like you, they provide vital services like shelter and meals and holiday assistance. And best of all, the money that you give stays right here in the local community. So the money that we raise in Greenwood today will stay right here in Greenwood. So $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals for 60 children in need. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. So give generously to teamhudson.org. Go to teamhudson.org, or you can text GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 877-235-9405. Give generously, and let's help the Salvation Army of Greenwood and the surrounding area here. We'll be in Anderson, Spartanburg, and Hendersonville next week as we wrap up our Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. And we got the Red Kettle out here, and I put Representative John McCravey in charge of the bell. Let's practice a minute here now. A little bit louder. There you go. Representative McCravey's ringing the bell. So come by, get a free breakfast at Fat Daddy's, and make a generous contribution to the Red Kettle campaign. I'll have in just a few minutes Major Jason Hughes with the Salvation Army here in Greenwood. We're going to talk with Major Hughes here in just a few minutes. Washington's not the only place that there's a bit of drama in politics. Less than a month before the Republican primary for the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, Darius Hall signed off on a letter calling for one of his opponents, A.T. Smith, to be dropped from the ballot. Now, you'll remember we had a debate on Monday night, to hear from all five of the candidates who are running for this seat that was vacated when Sheriff Will Lewis was convicted and removed from office. The letter was obtained by WYFF News 4, and it's addressed to Conway Belangia, the director of the Greenville County Board of Voter Registration and Elections. The signatures of Darius Hall and Laird Minor are at the bottom of the letter. Minor is a lawyer. He said he wrote the letter. He said, "We're writing to ask you to examine carefully the qualifications of one of the candidates in the Greenville County Sheriff's race, especially A.T. Tommy Smith," the letter reads. "We believe that he fails to qualify for that office, so his name should not appear on the primary election ballot." Now, the law concerning candidacy for sheriff in South Carolina requires a candidate to have Class 1 certification. He said, "We're relatively certain that Mr. Smith does not meet this qualification," the letter reads. WYFF News 4 investigates requested that Smith's training record, they requested it from the South Carolina Criminal Justice Academy. Records didn't list any certifications for Class 1, but the Class 1 certification wasn't in place until 1989. Now, Mr. Smith served with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office from 1979 to 1986, according to the records. Yesterday, Smith showed WYFF News 4, according to them, a letter that was sent to him back in February by the South Carolina General Assembly, the South Carolina Criminal Justice Academy, which confirms his certification. Now, the South Carolina General Assembly had made some changes in the law as far as the qualifications since they had some issues with a sheriff somewhere in South Carolina who had no law enforcement background. And so they felt like that they needed to have some requirements for people who ran for sheriff. According to YFF, they showed Laird Minor this confirmation letter, and he said that that's for the election commission to decide whether he meets the qualifications or not. I just call it to their attention. The legislators changed the law regarding the sheriff qualifications just recently in June. Jason Elliott, who serves District 22 in Greenville County, he was the sponsor of the new law and said that there wasn't any ill intent to a particular candidate. He said, "I can tell you from what all I've seen, the folks that are running for sheriff of Greenville County next month, you remember this special election, this special primary election will be held January the 7th. He said, "They're all well qualified, and I don't think anybody should question any of their qualifications." Now, Nate Loyp, chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party, also sent a statement to WYFF News 4, and I'm hoping that maybe we'll hear from Nate a little later in the show. I actually had talked with Nate about this the other day because I'd gotten wind that this was going to happen. Nate Loyp says each of the five sheriff's candidates seeking the Republican nomination for the Republican Party have been certified to appear on our ballot. This certification was done after the South Carolina Sheriff's Association verified that each candidate met the legal qualifications. My hope is that these candidates work to defeat their opponents at the ballot box where the voters can practice their constitutional privileges. Attempts to remove their opponents in a court will be harshly judged by Republican voters. And I got to agree with Nate Loyp. If you got a problem with one of your opponents in a political race, just work harder and beat them at the ballot box. Don't try to have them removed by some judge. So we'll be watching this, of course. Again, I'm hoping that we'll hear from chairman of the Republican Party, because he explained to me the other day that part of the process is that he submits any candidates who file with the party. He submits them to the South Carolina Sheriff's Association. The Sheriff's Association then reviews their qualifications and issues a certification letter to him, and he passes that on to the election officials. So we'll be watching this. We've got five candidates. We had all five of them Monday at our debate over at Veranda. Again, a special thanks to Vivian Wong for her graciousness hosting us over there, and for WYFF News 4 for doing the streaming for us on Monday, and you had a chance to hear the candidates. If you missed it, you can still hear it. We have it on our website, 945theanswer.com. Just go to our homepage, click on the button there, and you can still listen to that, because this is an important race. We can't have make another mistake. I keep saying that. We can't make another mistake like we did in 2016 by electing Will Lewis. So you got to educate yourself, know about these candidates, and that's a way to do it. And again, I agree with Nate Loyp. We shouldn't be trying to remove someone from the ballot. Just beat them. Just run against them. Convince the people of Greenville County why you're better qualified, rather than trying to have their name removed from the ballot. 877-235-9405. Of course, if I do sound a little differently this morning, it's because I am at Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood, and we are here ringing the bell. I think my Representative McCravey, he's kind of fallen down on the job over there. He's not ringing the bell quite enough. There it goes. There
I
it
got
goes.
Him
okay,
covered. I got
Tommy.
Covered.
Tommy's got you covered. Tommy's got the bell back there. So ringing the bell for a good cause as we're raising money for the Salvation Army and our Red Kettle campaign. Coming up next, I'm going to be talking with Major Jason Hughes here in Greenwood and talk a little about what they do here in Greenwood. As you know, it's just such a great organization, and any money that you give will stay right here in the Greenwood area. TeamHudson.org, TeamHudson.org. Give generously. We have done a great job. Thank you. You have done a great job. I'm going to give you an update on where we are with our Red Kettle campaign when we return here on 94.5 The Answer. It's 6:44. Back in a moment.
It's the nicest way to start your day. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
All right, we've got people coming in, and we're ringing the well. I'm having trouble keeping Representative John McCravey's attention over here. You got to ring the bell. There you go. Tommy's covering for you again. Representative McCravey is ringing the bell as people come in, dropping by Fat Daddy's Barbecue here in Greenwood as we are raising money for our Red Kettle campaign. And just want to talk a few minutes this morning about the Salvation Army here in Greenwood, specifically. Major Jason Hughes is with me. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Mr. Hudson. How you doing today?
And you're responsible for this good music that I'm hearing behind me back here, huh?
Actually, this band's been playing for about 30 to 40 years.
Wow.
So, I'm kind of the newcomer here. I've only been playing for about 18 years, so I'm the new kid on the block.
Now, what instrument do you play?
I play the tuba, of course.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for what you guys do. Let's talk for a minute about the Salvation Army here in Greenwood. Now, you're right in the middle of your major Red Kettle campaign. How many Red Kettles do you have out around the county?
We actually serve five counties out of this Salvation Army: Lawrence, Saluda, McCormick, Abbeville, Greenwood. And we have altogether about 23 kettles. Like today, we'll only have probably about 14 to 15 due to the weather. However, because of the generosity of you all having us here, we're able to take and make up for this rainy day with a bright, sunshiny donation from and support from those who keep coming in.
Well, you know, I hadn't thought about that, Major, but what? So if it is raining and the weather's bad, if you're in an outdoor area, I guess it is, you don't go out. Is that the case, or do they fight the weather?
They kind of fight the weather. We have a lot of really sweet donors, and so when it starts raining, they melt down a little bit because they got to stay dry. And so we're able to take and run some of our sites where we have cover, but other sites and other supporters, when we don't have overhead cover, we have to lose the site for the day.
Yep. So and that's and all of the Red Kettles. I mean, when someone walks by someone ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, those are volunteers.
It's a combination. We have a lot of volunteers, especially on the weekends and in the evenings, but a lot of our volunteers are tied up with either school or work during Monday through Friday during the business day, so we do have a partnership with the paid bell ringer, and those are individuals who are actually working, and it's a modest pay. I mean, it is pretty low because the majority of it does come right back here to the Salvation Army, but those are individuals for the most part who don't have other employment. And so it's a win-win situation where they help raise money for the Salvation Army as well as supporting themselves and their family by
sure
coming up with a paycheck.
Sure. Major Jason Hughes with me this morning, and with the Greenwood Salvation Army. What's your biggest challenge? And I know funding is part of that, but I would assume that you need more volunteers as well as more money.
Absolutely. Where we do believe in the ministry of the paid bell ringer, it's obviously, you know, if we have volunteers out there to ring the bell, that makes all the difference. The Salvation Army Ray Kettle campaign is the largest campaign for fundraising for the Salvation Army in the year, and it is consolidated right here at the holiday season. And so we need those resources.
Yep, and we really appreciate what you guys do. Let's talk for a minute about some specifics of what you actually do. Now, I know you feed people, you offer shelter. Just give us the 30,000-foot view of what the Salvation Army is all about.
Yes, sir. Out of this Salvation Army, last year we served over 8,900 persons out of our office out of Greenwood.
Wow.
Our main focus is on food, rental, mortgage, and utility assistance. We help out with, like I said, food. We help out with clothing and furniture vouchers with persons who are in a disaster-type situation, such as a fire or other critical situation. We also help out with our Salvation Army Angel Tree. We have over 650 children that's on our list here locally. So that's smaller compared to some of the other areas, but there's a number of great programs in the area that are taking care of children in some of the other counties, and so our main focus is right here in Greenwood and Saluda and McCormick.
So the Angel Tree, let's talk about that for a minute. This is where if someone wants to give to a child or whatever, they literally take a card or whatever off of the Angel Tree. It tells them what's needed and they help. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And the wonderful thing is when persons think of Christmas, they think of when they were a child and they opened up that baseball glove or that wagon or that bicycle and the joy that they have. And so that's one of our focuses is to help restore hope to individuals. And we want to make sure the children and the youth of our area have that hope on Christmas morning. And so persons can take and adopt a child with toys and clothing and other items where they can take and help provide that joy. That way on Christmas morning, that child has something that's significant for them to open.
Yeah, and that's important because a kid should not wake up on Christmas morning and not have something. I mean, I have such fond memories of Christmas. I was very blessed with a wonderful mom and dad, but it would just be hard to think about a young child waking up on Christmas morning and not having anything.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and that's one of the focuses of the Salvation Army. Our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human need in His name without discrimination. And a part of that is helping to restore hope and giving hope to persons without hope. And so we want to focus on the children. We want to focus on the family. That way, and we give the items directly to the parents. And then that way it's the parents or Santa up to the parents. We want the parents or Santa to give those toys to the children. And we don't even want the children to know it came from the Salvation Army.
Yeah, that's just amazing. Jason Hughes, thank you so much for what you guys do. Thank you for being here and hosting us this morning. And of course, a special thank you to Chris Reeder at Fat Daddy's here for letting us come in and have some fun and raise money for a good cause. Major, we had a great day. We've actually had a great week. As you know, this is part of our company, Salem Media. We have a nationwide partnership with Salvation Army, and our national host, Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager and Larry Elder and all, they raise money on their national shows. But here locally, I had a goal of $18,000 that I needed to raise for the upstate of South Carolina, Western North Carolina. And I got to tell you, our listeners have come through in a big way because as of yesterday, keep in mind, my goal was $18,000. As of yesterday, I was at $28,528.
God is so good.
God is good for sure, and we're just getting started because people are coming in to Fat Daddy's this morning, giving generously. We're going to be next week. We're going to be in Spartanburg. We're going to be in Anderson. We're going to be in Hendersonville. So I'm expecting to add to that $28,000 because you do such a good job, and I got to tell you, it warms my heart to be able to come down to Greenwood and to talk about what you guys are doing and to raise money. I appreciate Henry Beck, who donated $50 online, Paul Knoll, who donated $100, and we had an anonymous donor yesterday, Major, who donated $3,000. I wish I knew who you were. Thank you, Anonymous. God bless you. for giving so generously. Mark Freeman gave $15, whatever you can give, $25, $50. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days, $100. You can give $100. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. TeamHudson.org, TeamHudson.org. We're at Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood. If I can keep Representative John McCravey ringing that bell, I think he may have a little bit of ADD because he gets sidetracked over there. I got to keep him on that bell. Tommy, you be ready to back him up, okay?
I got you covered. Don't worry.
All right. Tommy's got you covered back in the studio. It's 6:58. Here on 94.5 WGTK, back to more of your phone calls and your comments. We still have the Big Rock text line on, 877-235-9405. Love to hear from you on this rainy Friday morning in Greenwood.